This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in southern Afghanistan confirmed on Sunday that an overnight rocket attack by Taliban insurgents damaged the runway at Kandahar Airport, forcing suspension of all flights. The attack occurred during ongoing fierce clashes between Afghan security forces and the Taliban in Kandahar and the city of Lashkargah, the capital of Helmand province. Afghan authorities said several rockets struck the airport and all flights out of the country's second largest city have been halted until the runway is repaired. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that fighter aircraft were using the Kandahar airport for launching strikes against the Taliban and also civilian homes in the area. Senior Afghan military and police officials in Helmand told VOA that overnight airstrikes killed more than 50 Taliban fighters in Lashkargah, and clearing operations were underway in parts of the city. In recent days, the Taliban have staged major assaults on Kandahar, Lashkargah, and Herat. That's the capital of the western Herat province. Because both the warring sides routinely inflate their battlefield gains, which makes it difficult to verify those numbers because of a lack of independent sources in Afghan conflict zones. Security conditions have deteriorated across Afghanistan since May the 1st. That's when the United States and NATO allies, after a 20-year presence, began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country. Many Israelis age 60 and up received a third shot of COVID-19 vaccination on Sunday. It's part of a national campaign offering elderly people booster doses in an effort to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. That will turn Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the U.S. FDA. VOA News. The International Olympic Committee has said it is monitoring the situation surrounding a Belarusian Olympic athlete who accused her coaches of trying to remove her from the Tokyo Games after she criticized them on social media. Sprinter Kristina Tsimonouskaya sought the protection of Japanese police at Haneda Airport on Sunday. She said she was being sent back to Belarus against her wishes. Tsimonouskaya had alleged on social media that she was entered into the women's 400-meter relay event on July 29th at short notice by Belarusian officials. The decision came after some team members were found ineligible to compete. Tsimonouskaya was due to compete in the women's 200-meter event on Monday, but the athlete said her coaching staff ordered her to pack her bags and took her to the airport. The Belarusian Olympic Committee said in a statement that she withdrew from the games on the advice of doctors concerned about her, quote, emotional and psychological state. Several hours later, Tsimonouskaya said she was safe and under police protection in Japan. The U.S. Senate is meeting in a rare Sunday session in an attempt to advance legislation calling for about $1 trillion in infrastructure spending to fix the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and construct broadband service nationwide. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Senate Majority Leader, hopes to have the text of more than 2,500-page measure completed to present to lawmakers so they can begin to offer amendments and vote on a final bill in the coming days. The package calls for more passenger rail and public transit funding, in addition to replacement of lead pipe drinking water systems in the United States. It was negotiated between members of the Biden administration and a group of centrist Republican and Democratic senators. The negotiations could result in a rare bipartisan deal in a situation in Washington where Republicans and Democrats remain divided on a host of other issues. A North Korean state media is reporting Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said on Sunday if South Korea carries out a planned joint military exercise with the United States, it will damage the resolve of the two Koreas to rebuild relations. She also said a recent decision to restore hotlines between the two Koreas should not be seen as anything more than reconnecting physical ties. She said it would be thoughtless to assume that summits are around the corner. Her comments come at a time when North and South Korea are in talks to hold a summit as part of efforts to restore relations. Washington and Seoul are due to hold a joint military exercise later in August. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.